The story of Yaakov Avinu, as portrayed by these parshiyos, is particularly relevant, timelessly relevant, to each Jew. Yaakov is the Av who suffered from a brother who sought to kill him. He suffered from a father-in-law who double-cheated him. He suffered the abduction of his daughter Dina, the violation of his daughter Dina, the kidnapping of his son Yosef. And all of us who know the story of human suffering, who face down the challenges of life, the vicissitudes of life, turn to Yaakov Avinu for inspiration, to be inspired with how he coped, the way he found Hashem amidst his struggles, to follow in his way to likewise do the same amidst our own struggles. One aspect of this can be traced in a medrash in the beginning of last week's Parsha, Parshas Vayetze, in the Chalom, in the dream, with the Malachim. Yaakov beholds angels going up the ladder, down the ladder. These malachim, say the Medrash, represent the guardian angel which protects a Jew when he travels, when he leaves his comfort zone, when he leaves home. As the Pasuk says, Ki malachav yitzavalach l'shmarcha b'chol derechacha. There is this malach, there is this expression of Hashem's presence, escorting you on your journey, as you wander, as the wandering Jew has wandered and been persecuted and ostracized throughout his struggles. This is the story of Yaakov, this is the story of Yisrael Begolus, finding Hashem, Bechol Drachecha, amidst the wandering. I would suggest that this medrash is more than simply a commentary to a particular pasuk, to a particular story of Malachim in Yaakov's life, Hinei Malchei Elokim Olam V'Yartembo, but becomes more powerful when we trace a pattern in the text. Malachim keep on appearing throughout Yaakov's Golas story, in both last week's Parsha, Parshas Vayetze, and continuing into this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayishlach. Because after that initial story of the Malachim on the ladder, we later find during Yaakov's stay in Lavan, when Yaakov is struggling to amass a parnasa and support his family by shepherding the sheep. And he describes in Perek Lamed Aleph, Vayomer Eli Malchei Elokim b'chalom, a malach appeared to me in the dream and said, Son Einecha Re'ei Kol Atudim Ha'olam Aletzon, look at the sheep. Look how the sheep grow, and I ensure that your flock grows and you have parnasa despite Lavan's efforts to persecute you, to beleaguer you, to undermine your parnasa. And then again at the end of Parshas Vayetze, we have Malachim once again. Yaakov saw Malachim. Vayifgu bo Malchei Elokim. Vayomer Yaakov kasher ra'am. Machne Elokim zeh v'yikra shema makamahu machanayim. On his flight from Lavan, his journey to re-enter the land, he once again encounters Malachim. Malachim throughout the Parsha, specifically Malachim throughout his journey, is the ongoing saga of Ki Malachim Yitzavalach L'shmocha B'chol Derechacha throughout his journey. And then in our Parsha, as he continues to sojourn, and he develops even more confidence to face down Esav, Vayishlach Yaakov. Yaakov sends messengers to Esav. The Pasuk says not simply Vayishlach Yaakov Shluchim, Yaakov sent messengers, but rather Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, Yaakov sent Malachim, literally translated as angels, which provokes the Midrashic commentary as cited by Rashi. Malachim Mamish, in some sense Yaakov sent actual Malachim. These Malachim are not a freestanding dynamic, but I believe are some sort of expression of this ongoing thread, this red thread throughout the text. Malachim, 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 a divine protection, protecting him throughout his journey. And then later in our parsha, at least on a level of Medrash, there are Malachim again. When Esav tells Yaakov, what was this Machana Asher Pigashti? What was this entire camp of your agents who I encountered? And Rashi explains, this is a reference to Malachim, menacing Malachim, who accosted Esav in protection of Yaakov. In the words of Rashi, these Malachim said, regarding Esav, get him, get him, get him. The other Malachim said, no, he's the grandson of Avram. And the original group of Malachim said, no, I don't care if he's the grandson of Avram. Hit up Esav. He's abandoned the ways of Esav. And then there was another group of Malachim, says Rashi, who said, but he's the son of Yitzchak, leave him alone. Leave alone this Esav. And the original group of Malachim said, oh, I don't care if he's the son of Yitzchak. He's abandoned the ways of Yitzchak, hit him up. Only a third group of Malachim said, he's the brother of Esav. And they said, leave him alone. The brother of Yaakov, I apologize. This Esav is the brother of Yaakov. And only then the Malachim said, leave him alone. Thus making it clear to Esav that he must remain on good terms, peaceful, harmonious terms with Yaakov. Yaakov is his only saving grace. It is not a coincidence, once again, that this Medrash is speaking of Malachim. I believe Chazal are seeing here an ongoing pattern of Malachim in the story of Yaakov. These Malachim, Ki Malachim Yitzav L'Chashmach Ha'b'chol D'Rechecha, guardian angels. Which gives us renewed appreciation of a pasuk we know also familiarly. A pasuk upon which we were reared on our mother's knee. From the time we were toddlers and we were put to sleep. Ha-malach ha-go-lo see me kol ra. Yaakov says, the malach who redeemed me, who protected me, mikol ra, from all evil. Yivarach ha-sana arm should protect my grandchildren, Ephraim and Manasseh. What is this? Malach ha-go-lo see me kol ra, angel who protected him from all evil, of whom Yaakov speaks. We know the pasuk so well, but when you think about it, it's mysterious. Who's this malach? What's this reference to the malach? Well, you and I now can take ownership of that pasuk. Malach gol zimikol ra. It's so clear that malach/malachim is a reference to the entire textual pattern of angels throughout Yaakov's journeys, throughout his gullus, throughout his journey. That's the mikol ra. That's from all evil, the vicissitudes of gullus. This malach is the icon of ongoing divine protection, a palpable sense of Hashem's presence amidst whatever he faces. And that is the blessing which Yaakov is giving his grandsons Ephraim and Manasseh from Shevet Yosef, the tribe of Yosef, which is the tribe of Gullus, as we know. It was Yosef who shepherded the Jewish people in Gullus, Mitzrayim, and beyond. Because the Malach HaGolem Misim Nikol Ra captures Yaakov's ability to find a Malach, to find the discernible divine presence protecting him in Gullus, and that remains the story of Yaakov's progeny when they are in Gullus. Whether they are per se Ephraim and Manasseh from the tribe of Yosef, the iconic tribe of Gullus, or any Yisrael by Gullus. Now I would argue, while we are not Yaakov Avinu, while we might not be Nevi'im and merit prophecy and Ruach HaKodesh and the ability to behold actual spiritual angelic-like forces, whatever ability we have to trace Hashgacha Pratis, Hashem protecting us, close calls when things could have really been bad, but then so clearly it was not B'derech HaTeva, it was not natural and to be assumed. Somehow we were saved due to what can only be ascribed, what can only be attributed to Hashgachas Hashem. That would be our Hamalach HaGolus Nikol Ra, a divine force. It is our equivalent to the overt open revelation of the Malach, which Yaakov experienced throughout his life, beginning on the Sulam, beginning on the ladder in last week's parasha. And I would tease this out from the pasuk in the beginning of our parasha, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, Yaakov sent Malachim. There is no question that on a level of pshat, in this case, it reads Yaakov sent messengers, human messengers, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, not angels. And this is clear from Unklus's commentary. Unklus renders these Malachim, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, with a translating word for messenger, not as in the other cases we studied. The other references to Malachim, such as on the ladder, where Unklus says Malchaya, these were angels. Of course, Targum Unklus translating on a level of Pshat will see the Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim as physical messengers. It is Midrashic, a Midrashic perspective, as cited by Rashi, the use of the term Malachim means Malachim Mamash. Well, this duality of Pshat and Drash, Malachim as in physical messengers, Malachim as in angelic forces, is, I suggest, a duality by design, by divine design of the divine author of the story. He wants us to see that Malachim need not be limited to the heavenly, celestial, ethereal beings who Yaakov perceived on the ladder, but they could be a certain sense of Shekhinah who accompany human messengers. They could be beyond the Yaakov story, all of us in our own life, as we described before, and we could discern Hashem's presence protecting us, ensuring that those close calls are in fact close misses, and we walk away unscathed from people who mean us harm and circumstances which can be perilous. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. We have the human messengers and the angelic forces are one. They are on both levels, whether the angelic realm, whether the human realm. The message is the same. Hashem is with us, protecting us. We have the discernible divine presence steering our ship amidst the tumultuous turbulence of Golos.